Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a clap, my friend. We can do better than that. You're on the winning side. You can do better than that. Amen. You're on the winning side. Hallelujah. You're on the winning side. And we thank God for every testimony. We know the Lord will perfect it. It will be complete in the name of Jesus. And your testimonies will be many. Many, many, many. It will not come to an end. God will continue to give you fresh and new testimonies. And your old testimonies will continue to glorify the Most High God in Jesus' name. Father, we want to thank you, God. We bless your name. Thank you, God, because we are not here for anybody but for you. Let your spirit move unhindered. Let your spirit open our eyes to see Jesus as never before. And let at the end of the service, let your presence go with us. Let our hands be full. Let our blessings be many. And let our knowledge of you be new and fresh in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Welcome to Jesus House Toronto. And this is a parish of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And as we said at the beginning of this month, this is the month of Shimone. And what does that mean? Super abundant fertility. Amen. And I believe that that will be my greeting to everyone from now on. Shimone. Shimone. And when God, someone says a word like that, it's not just a greeting, it's a blessing. Amen. So when we say God bless you, it's not just a greeting, it's a blessing. Amen. So you want to receive it. And I believe that super abundant fertility would be your portion in every area of your life in Jesus' name. The scripture we read at the first service basically lets us know that God himself has established a foundation. The Bible says, if the foundations be destroyed, what would the righteous do? God himself has established a foundation. And there's no other foundation that you can build upon than that which is built upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And whatever rains, winds, storms come, you will remain standing. Amen. You will not be blown away. You will not be overwhelmed. You will not be disappointed. You will not be discouraged. You will not be distressed. You will not be distracted. You will not doubt. And death will not be your portion in Jesus' name. So when we look at the word Shimone, it basically means so many things. It's identified with the number 8. Now you said, the Lord laid this first upon our heart when we were celebrating our 8th anniversary in 2011. And the number 8 is the Hebrew word for 8 is Shimone. And that is identifying with super abundant fertility. It also identifies with making fat. Amen? Making fat. It also identifies with new beginnings. Because when you look at the number 7, 7 is the number representing perfection. But after perfection, you are going an extra length. You are starting a new beginning. And that will be your portion in Jesus' name. You are not just complete. You will be fully, fully blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. When we talk about becoming fat, we're not just talking about it in the literary sense. It's having more than enough. Amen. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above anything we can ever think or ask, according to his power that works within us. Amen. The number 8 is also synonymous with, it's also associated with the resurrection. It's also associated with the regeneration. It's also associated with circumcision on the 8th day that the children of Israel were circumcised. And it is also associated with a new name, because on the 8th day, Jesus was given a name. Amen. His name shall be called Jesus. It's also associated with priesthood, because the priesthood of Aaron and sons were consecrated on the 8th day. So it has a lot that we need to connect with. But the most important thing is to be able to receive a word that as we are in this 8th month of the year, God himself wants to finish what he has started. Amen. But the most important thing you and I to do when we receive the word, we let go and let God. We let go of every distraction and let God perfect it all. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 43 as we prepare to give our thanksgiving. Ezekiel chapter 43, 26 and 27. When you get to the 8th day or 8 months, you know that it is a time to manifest all that you have been preparing for. So I want to let you know, get ready. God will manifest himself in Jesus' name. Ezekiel chapter 43, verses 26 and 27 says, 7 days they shall make atonement for the altar and purify it and so consecrate it. When these days are over, it shall be on the 8th day and thereafter that the priest shall offer your burnt offerings and your peace offerings on the altar, and I would accept you, says the Lord. Amen. How does the Lord accept? It is a being acceptance of the gift that God himself has given us to us. The gift of salvation, the gift of life, the gift of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except by me. If we want God's acceptance, then we embrace the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ. And when we embrace the way, the truth, and the life, then we begin to manifest his goodness because we now are children of the kingdom. John chapter 1 verse 12. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, as many as received him, to them he gave the right or power to become the children of God. And verse 13 says, to those who believe in his name, who were born and not born of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. As many as received him and believe in his name, to them gave he power to become the children of God. And I believe that just lets us know that God himself is stretching out his arms to receive us, to embrace us, because our original position is to be in his presence. And if by chance you have drifted, it's time to come back home. The Father is waiting. And as you come back home, you are going back into your original habitat, where your potential will manifest, where you will know your identity in Christ Jesus, where you will know your source in Christ Jesus, where you will know your potential, your purpose, and you will know your destination in Christ Jesus. It is coming back home. Jesus Christ says, come unto me, all ye that weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I believe that someone needs rest, and you will receive rest in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to just bow our heads. Genesis 1:28 says, when you are in his presence, you receive that blessing. The Bible says, and God blessed them. That blessing is still available, but Jesus reconnects you with it. Jesus reconnects you with the Genesis 1:28 blessing. Jesus reconnects you to the Garden of Eden. Jesus reconnects you to where you ought to be. Fruitful. Multiply. Replenish. Subdue. And have dominion. As you extend into that realm, super abundant fertility will be your portion. Shimone, 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 Shimone. And that word will manifest because there will be no stopping you. Father, I thank you for everyone you have gathered here today. Thank you for the families they represent across the world. Thank you, because as it is well with us, it will be well with every member of our family. Father, as you bless your children, let that blessing touch every member of their family. As your children rejoice, let every member of their family rejoice. As your children are walking in peace, let every member of their family walk in peace. Let super abundant fertility. Father, as you lay the foundation in these families, Father, finish that which concerns them. Perfect it all. Let good and perfect gifts be their portion. And let blessings that make rich and add no sorrows be their portion. Father, as we have prayed, we are thanking you in advance. And as we gather, oh God, to give thanks, Father, accept our thanks for what you have done yesterday, for what you are doing today, and what you will do tomorrow. We will see a manifestation. Your word will become flesh. Your word, oh God, will bring glory to your name. Thank you, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. I want to congratulate every one of us. The greatest step of faith is you believe that God is going to do your own. And you don't have to wait to see it. We have what is known as Abraham faith. We discountenance everything contrary. But what is real? And that word will come to pass in Jesus' name. So I want us to rise up on our feet as we give our Thanksgiving offering and our Thanksgiving dance, as Thanksgiving celebration. It is unto the Most High God. The Bible says we should come before his gates with praise and his courts with thanksgiving. We want to give thanks unto the Most High God as we have never done before. After this month, there are 4 months left in this year. It's God that has sustained us thus far. He will complete it in the mighty name of Jesus. I will invite the free gift to praise the Lord, and we will dance as they give us a chorus. Hallelujah.